Talmadge Reagan, Reader.
This is from Roanoke by Lee Miller. Roanoke Island, North America, July 1587. A mystery is unfolding. 117 people have landed on a remote island off the North American coast. The men, women, and children sent out by Sir Walter Raleigh are the first English colonists in America. All will vanish. For 400 years, the disappearance of the lost colony has remained a mystery. There is a reason why. It has never been examined as a crime. If it had, it would have been apparent from the beginning that much more was involved than a simple case of missing persons. It is still possible to solve the crime, if only we unravel the clues. This is from By the River Piedra, I Sat Down and Wept, by Paulo Coelho. There is a legend that everything that falls into the waters of this river, leaves, insects, feathers of birds, is transformed into the rocks that make the riverbed. If only I could tear out my heart and hurl it into the current, then my pain and longing would be over, and I could finally forget. Forget the roads, the mountains, and the fields of my dreams. The dreams that will never come true. All love stories are the same. This is from Light on Snow by Anita Shreve. My father looks confused for a moment. He thinks a young woman is a reporter come to interview him under false pretenses.
I don't understand.
I do. And how is that? I see it in her face, even though I shouldn't be able to. I'm only 12. But there's the puffiness, the bluish commas under the eyes, the skin like something wet. Her hand presses on the chair, and I worry that she'll fall. I've come to thank you.
For what?
And now it's she who seems surprised. For finding my baby. Her voice, light on the word, as if she hardly dared say it.